Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 231 for Tuesday, January 20th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly lower Tuesday morning, following the decline seen in Chicago's soybean and soy oil futures. Canola values were anywhere from $1 to $3.50 lower. The March contract was down $2.80 at $446.90 per ton. Spillover pressure also came from the decline seen in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures overnight. Ongoing expectations of a record large South American soybean crop, despite some worries about dryness in parts of the region, added to the bearish tone. However, the sharply lower Canadian dollar limited the losses as it made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. The loonie was down almost a full cent at the 82.73 cents U.S. mark. Steady demand for Canadian canola supplies was also underpinning the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., markets returned to trading after a long weekend due to the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday. Grain and oilseed values were all moving lower. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 10 to 15 cents softer. March was down 14.5 cents at $9.77¼ a bushel. Much of the weakness was linked to reports of beneficial weather as the harvest of a record-large South American soybean crop begins. News that China canceled sales of almost 175,000 tons of U.S. beans that were supposed to be delivered this crop year added to the bearish tone. Traders expect more cancellations from China for U.S. beans as the South American harvest progresses. Further downward pressure came from ideas that U.S. farmers will increase soybean area by 2 million acres this spring. Corn futures were weaker following the decline seen in soybeans and wheat. Values were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents softer, March down 3 cents at $3.84 a bushel. Ongoing worries about slowing demand for U.S. corn in the ethanol market undermined values, as did the liquidation of long positions by fund managers. However, expectations that U.S. farmers will see less corn area this spring due to low prices tempered the downside. Wheat values in Chicago were also down sharply. They were seeing losses of 4 to 8 cents a bushel. March was down 7¼ cents at $5.25½ per bushel. Worries about slow demand for the U.S. crop, especially since the U.S. dollar index was up sharply again on Tuesday, helped to weigh on the market. Further spillover pressure came from the weakness in soybeans, with the large global supply situation also overhanging values. However, sentiment that the market is oversold limited the declines. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Tuesday, January 20th. I'm Taryn Shields.